بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Allah give us tawfiq to learn about these glorious souls that were chosen by Allah and who sacrificed their lives for humanity to benefit. Those whom Allah says in Quran, you are the best. كنتم خير أمة. Umar radiallahu anhu said, this is an address to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then all those who emulate them and do what they did and follow as they practiced, radiallahu anhum. Allah make us of those who will emulate the beautiful Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. We in this beautiful month of Rabi'ul Awwal, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak birth was in this month. He left this world in this month, and his amazing journey of Hijrah was also in this month. Previously in Rabi'ul Awwal, we discussed those great individuals, Sahabiyat radiyallahu anhun, who served Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and who came into contact with him throughout his Mubarak life. They were blessed because they were chosen by Allah to serve the greatest of Allah's creation, namely Ummu Ayman Baraka radiyallahu anha, Halima Sa'adiyya radiyallahu anha, and we discussed Ummu Ma'bad radiyallahu anha, who came into an encounter with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was previously in Rabi'ul Awwal. And then this was the last year. The previous week we discussed that individual who tried to hunt down the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq won him over. He was coming to capture the gift promised by Quraysh of 100 camels. Imagine the value of 100 camels. It was bigger than a jackpot. And he wanted this. But Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq captured him. There was another individual on the same Mubarak journey of Hijrah. On this journey of Hijrah, Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, with Amir bin Fuhira radiallahu anhu, and Abdullah bin Uraiqit, who wasn't a Muslim at that time, Allah knows best whether he embraced later, Abdullah bin Uraiqit, who was their guide. They were on this journey. But another individual who came into an encounter with them, who came to capture Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also gain himself that promise, that gift of Quraysh. But when he came into the company of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq won him over. Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won this individual over. This is the akhlaq of the greatest of Allah's creation. Whoever came his way, every person who came in the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was touched by his character, by his way, by his practice, by his pardon, by his forgiveness. This is the character of the greatest of Allah's creation. That's why definitely the rumor that is spread, that Islam spread with the sword, that rumor is incorrect. Islam spread with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq and the akhlaq of the students of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who learned that character from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum who in turn liberated humanity. They showed humanity the path of Allah. They showed humanity the path of justice, the path of peace, the path of mercy, the path of compassion. Rabi'i ibn Amir radiallahu anhu, when he comes into the court of Rustam, what does he say? That ma ji'na ilaykum. We have not come to you on our own. Allahu ibta'athana ilaykum. O Rustam, Allah has designated us to you. Allah has sent us to you. Allah has assigned us to come to you and invite you to Allah. لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَى عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. To take mankind out of the servitude of things, out of the servitude of creation, into the servitude, the submission, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَى سَعَتِهَا. To take mankind out of the constrainedness of this life into the vastness of the akhirah. To take mankind out of the injustice way of every other creed, to the justice, to the compassion, to the upright way of Islam, الدين القيمة. فأرسلنا إلى خلقه لندعوهم إليه. Allah has sent us to His creation to give da'wat and invite His creation to Him. This was what Sahaba radiallahu anhum took from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this Sahabi, none other than Burayda ibn Husayb al-Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Bayhaqi rahimahullah reports a hadith from Burayda ibn Husayb radiallahu anhu. He says, when Quraysh had offered that 100 camels, I also had this greed and this desire for this. And I went with 70 of my men to hunt down Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I met him and he then approaches me. This hadith says 70. Another hadith in Ibn Sa'ad says 80 of them. Anyway, 70 is generally used in the Arabic language for many. So meaning we are a lot of us. The other hadith says 80. Anyway, in this hadith, he comes to me. I approach him and he comes to me and he says, Man ant, who are you? So amazing here, Burayda wants to capture the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fearlessly calls him, who are you? He says, I am Burayda. So instantly, Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu calmly. And he says, Barada amruna wa salah. Oh Abu Bakr, things are cool and things are just fine. Which tribe are you from, Burayda? He said, I am from the Aslam tribe, min Aslam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Abu Bakr, we are really safe now. Min Aslam, Salimna. So, first of all, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching the lesson of taking good meanings and taking benefit and taking good omens. Looking positively at every situation. And secondly, he is indirectly inviting Burayda. Then he says, from which branch of the Aslam tribe? He says, Min Bani Sahmin, from the Banu Saham. So Saham means share. So he says, Abu Bakr, really, Allah has given you a wonderful share. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Burayda radiallahu anhu. And then Burayda speaks to the messenger of Allah, who are you? And he was also shocked because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to him fearlessly. He says, I am Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah. I am Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Burayda radiallahu anhu was so touched on the spot. He is coming to hunt the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he is hunted and affected by the akhlaq of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the character, by the firm resolve of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he embraces Islam, and his people embrace Islam with him. And then Burayda radiallahu anhu says, that because then he made the messenger of Allah speak to his men, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to his men, and then he thanked Allah, Alhamdulillah alladhi aslama banu sahmin ta'i'in ghayra mukrahin. Oh Allah, I thank you that banu saham, my people, embraced Islam willingly, without being forced, without being oppressed, without being forced through the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they embraced Islam. I ask you, respected listener, respected human being, respected brother, respected sister, which sword was on Burayda on the journey of Hijrah, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suppressed, he is leaving Makkah because they want his life. Burayda comes before him, claiming the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which sword was on Burayda that forced him to embrace Islam? By Allah, it was nothing but the character of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was so touched by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq. Then the other hadith says that it was that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us. And then, فَصَلَّى Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Isha'a. Then it was Isha time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Isha salah. فَصَلَّوْ خَلْفَهُ. All these new Muslims, the new brothers, embraced Islam and they performed Isha salah behind the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So either they just embraced Islam and they performed with him. Maybe others were still thinking of or contemplating embracing Islam. They were also there to enjoy the experience or view the beauty of Salah, because Salah is one of the greatest forms of inviting people to Allah. People are searching for the peace. People are searching to learn how to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah blessed Bureyda radiallahu anhu with this opportunity, and he embraced Islam and he changed his life and he convinced his people and he appreciated this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us learn from Bureyda radiallahu anhu and share Islam with all our associates, our family members, our employers, our employees, our neighbors. Invite to Allah and explain to humanity. Clarify this misconception that Islam spread with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the report of Ibn Sa'd from Asim Aslami radiallahu anhu, Bureyda radiallahu anhu met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Ghamim. Ghamim is a town between Rabigh and Juhfa. And this is an area later on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allotted to another Sahabi by the name of Awfa bin Mawla al-Ambari radiallahu anhu. So Awfa is another Sahabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give lands to whoever he felt suitable and appropriate, and he would encourage people on how to use the lands Allah gave them. Like Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu, we would discuss soon inshaAllah. He was a Sahabi who embraced Islam and he enlightened Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with lamps for the first time ever. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allotted to him a property in Khalil in Palestine. So Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Awfa radiallahu anhu this land called Ghamim, and that was where Bureyda radiallahu anhu recited the Shahada. And he was so touched by Rasulullah's akhlaq, he says, I will stay in your company, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and please allow me, when you enter Madinah Munawwara, I see you do not have a banner, and you are a man of victory and a man of Allah. He said, O Nabi of Allah, لا تدخل المدينة إلا ومعك اللواء. O Nabi of Allah, you must enter Madinah Munawwara with a banner, with a flag to show your glory and your honor. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and O Nabi of Allah, I want my imama to be the material on your banner, and I will carry your banner for you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him ijazat, al-ijazah, and he tied his imama onto the banner, onto the spear, and he entered Madinah Munawwara walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How this man changed his life, Allahu Akbar. In Hayatul Sahaba, next to this report is another report of a Bedouin. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu reports that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on journey, and this Bedouin comes to him, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the Bedouin, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Where are you heading to?" He said, "I'm going home." Allah's Nabi says, "Let me give you something better." Hal laka ila khairin. He says, "Come." This word hal laka ila khairin in Arabic portrays love, compassion, and importance. Allah speaks of the da'wah of Musa alayhi salam. Hal laka ila an tazakka wa ahdiyaka ila rabbika fatakhsha. This hal in Arabic has a lot of love and compassion in it, meaning a mu'min must invite to Allah with love and care and concern for the next. He says, "Oh my brother, you're going home, but let me give you something which is much better for you, so you can go with goodness to your home." He says, "What is it?" Allah's Nabi explains to him kalima, explains to him la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asks for proof. Hal min shahidin ala ma taqul. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "You want proof?" He says, "Yes." Allah's Nabi says, "Look at that tree." And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called that tree that was on the other side, at a distance from them. The tree pulled out its roots and came walking towards the Messenger of Allah, takhuddu al-ardha khaddan, penetrating lines into the earth, cleaving like a trench into the earth, and it stood before the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it read the Shahada three times, and then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam bidded the tree to return. It returned to its point, and this Bedouin says, "O Nabi of Allah, I am going to give da'wah to my people. I'm going to explain to them who you are, who Allah is. إِيَّتَّبِعُونِي أَتَيْتُكَ بِهِمْ. If they follow me, if they agree, I will bring them to you. And if they refuse, I will come to you myself, and I'm spending my life in your company." This is a report in Tabarani. So let us learn every journey. Do we connect people to Allah? Do we explain to people who is Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And Allah gives so many of us tawfiq to travel where where and where in the world. Let us also do what Sahaba radiallahu anhum did. Like Burayda radiallahu anhu, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "O my Burayda, you will be noor for the people of the East. You will take noor to them." Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Sahabi this prophecy. Look at the iman of Burayda radiallahu anhu, and look at the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey. Imagine how tired would the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be. But look how the purpose, the goal was in front of him all the time. That night he sat with Burayda radiallahu anhu, teaching him Surah Maryam, the verses of Surah Maryam, the initial verses of Surah Maryam. And he taught the Sahabi radiallahu anhu. And look how much of love of deen was put into the Sahabi radiallahu anhu. The love of Salah. He witnessed that Salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He entered Medina Munawwara with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he returned to his region, inviting them to Allah Ta'ala. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu praises Burayda radiallahu anhu. He says, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a wonderful person is Burayda. Ni'mar rajulu Buraydatu liqawmihi. O Nabi of Allah, what khayr he took to his people. What barakat, what barakah he became. What a means of blessings he became to his people. O Nabi of Allah, when he joined us that night, we were traveling to Medina Munawwara. How many people of his did he bring to Islam? And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, ni'ma ar-rajulu Burayda. What a wonderful person is Burayda radiallahu anhu. And what izzat he took to his people. Inna khayra al-qawm man kana mudafi'an an qawmi ma lam ya'tham fa inna al-ithma la khayra fi. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba then, the best person to his nation is he who will defend and protect his nation from wrong and from that which is away from sin. He'll keep his people away from sin and defiance, because there's no good in sin. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining the best leader. The best leader is he who will guide his people, and not one who will use his position to take his people away from Allah, but he will be that person who will use the position Allah gave him to connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Burayda radiallahu anhu did. And something else very interesting. Later on, yes, he spent time with his people and he came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later, months later, and then he spent all his time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam learning much more. Something interesting, among the ahadith that Burayda radiallahu anhu narrates is the hadith of Salah, Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi, where he is the rawi of this hadith, of the importance of going to salah and attending salah with congregation in every situation. Which hadith is this? Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلَمِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَكَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give glad tidings to those who will walk to the masjid profusely. They will walk to the masjid often and with importance, despite the darkness of the night. Allah will give them full nur on the day of judgment. This Sahabi narrates this hadith. And it seems that salah that he performed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the journey of Hijrah touched him. That made him understand that salah is the most important part of a mu'min's life. Allahu Akbar. Another very interesting incident that happened on the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that of the report of Musnad Ahmad. This hadith is narrated in Musnad Ahmad by a Sahabi by the name of Sa'ad. Now this is not the famous Sa'ad, that's Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu from the Ashra Mubashara. This Sahabi is Sa'ad al-Aslami, he's known as Sa'ad al-Dalil. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah mentions him as Ad-Dalil, because he was also a guide of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey. We all know Abdullah bin Uraiqit, but Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed this region and he met the Sahabi Sa'ad, and he had an acquaintance with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Sa'ad radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came past us, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had sent his daughter to suckle by us. And as we know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, as a child, suckled in an area after Taif, Banu Sa'ad, by Halima Sa'adiyya radiallahu anha. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's daughter was suckling in this region here. And when they passed this region, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Sa'ad and asked him, O Sa'ad, you are from this region. Explain to us the different routes here, because you are from the area. You are best to know this area.
Anyway, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listened to him and he explained the different routes. And then he said, هذا الغائر بن ركوبة. There's an area, quite famous, which has water, and it is غائر of ركوبة. But there are highway robbers here, but it is a good route. These robbers are known as Al-Muhanan. If you want, we can take you via that route. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know what, take us, let us pass those robbers. Allahu Akbar. Let us pass via these highway robbers, and Allah will use us to guide them to Allah. Subhanallah. 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 This is Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who gave every human being, every insan, every jinnat was given a chance to change. Everyone was given an opportunity to connect to Allah. Each one was told that Allah is forgiving, Allah is loving, Allah is merciful, Allah loves to forgive, turn to Him, He will forgive. The Sa'd radiallahu anhu al-Dalil says, we come to this hill, and then the two of them, these highway robbers, the leaders, they are saying, that, oh, is this that Yamani who has come to us? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them. Da'ahuma Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he sat with them. Fa'arada alayhim al-Islam fa'aslama. He presented Islam to them. They became Muslim. And then, whilst acquainting to them, and he asked them to acquaint themselves, and explain themselves, they said, we are despised people. نَحْنُ الْمُهَانَانِ. That was what they were referred to as also. And they also took those titles, that we are despicable people. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them something. That you know what? Turn to Allah. بَلْ أَنْتُمَ الْمُكْرَمَانِ. You all are the noblest of people. If you repent to Allah, turn to Allah and change your lives. وَأَمَرَهُمَا أَنْ يَقْدَمَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَدِينَةِ. And he said to them, come to me, come visit me in Madinah Munawwara, come by me, y'all will be my guests in Madinah Munawwara. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. This is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Wama arsalnaka illa Rahmatan Lil Alameen. And this is what Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. So Burayda radiyallahu anhu would always join Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the expeditions. In Sahihain, it is reported that he was asked, how many times did you participate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on these expeditions? He said, 16 times I personally went with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst those expeditions, as in Zadul Ma'ad, he says, I was with the Messenger of Allah in Ghazwatul Muraysi'a, the expedition of Muraysi'a. And this was a battle against the Banul Mustaliq, the Mustaliq tribe. That was an amazing journey. The Muslims conquered and defeated in that battle. They were actually planning an attack on Madinah Munawwara. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wisdom, he arrived at their doorstep before they even could make their move. When they were planning to invade Madinah Munawwara much long before this. Anyway, Burayda radiallahu anhu explains what happened in this expedition, how Allah helped the believers. And on this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wedded Juwayriya bint al-Harith radiallahu anha. And she was the daughter of the leader of the Banu al-Mustaliq tribe. And because of this marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than 100 households came into Islam. More than 100 families embraced Islam because of the barakah of Ummul Mu'mineen, our mother Juwayriya radiallahu anha. This is the barakah of the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Sahaba were so kind to their captives. Because they said, these are the family members of Ummul Mu'mineen. And they showed so much of kindness to their captives. And they liberated and freed their captives. These same captives embraced Islam because of the treatment of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And this took place through the barakah of this nikah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst the explanations of Burayda radiallahu anhu in his participation with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is when he participated in Khaybar. He says, I was amongst those who climbed the hill with the Messenger, with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and I fought so bravely. Hatta ra'a bala'i wa makani. Even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw how much of sacrifice I had made and what position I held on that expedition. And then he says, I feel that is my greatest crime because I think I accomplished something. وَمَا عَلِمْتُ أَنِّي رَكِبْتُ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ ذَنْبًا أَعْظَمَ مِنْهُ. He said, I feel that's my greatest sin. Meaning this is the humility of the Sahabi radiallahu anhu. He's explaining to his students his participation and his sacrifice. But then he's worried, why am I talking about it? Why am I showing off about what Allah allowed me to accomplish and achieve? Obviously we understand that this is the humbleness and the humility of this great Sahabi, Burayda radiallahu anhu. And he continues, he says, we didn't conquer. And then the next day we didn't conquer. And he says, one of our companions, Mahmud bin Maslama radiallahu anhu, was shaheed. And then he says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, لَأَدْفَعَنَّ لِوَائِي غَدًا. Tomorrow I will give my banner to a man who loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves him. And he will not return until Allah will grant him victory. Burayda radiallahu anhu says, we spent that night peaceful, that tomorrow is the day of victory. After Fajr Salah, Al-Ghadat, the Fajr Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for his banner. And he stood. And whoever had closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hoped for this position. Because we wanted this quality. Burayda radiallahu anhu says, Hatta tatawaltu ana laha. I even anticipated and hoped that maybe I can achieve this position of closeness to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So I raised my head, trying to push myself, making myself apparent, and hopeful that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would see me and call me. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam called Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. He was ill at the time, finding a lot of pain in his eye. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for him and placed his saliva in the Sahabi's eye, Ali radiallahu anhu, and he was instantaneously cured, and Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted the banner to him. And Burayda radiallahu anhu says, yes, he was the one who killed Marhab. And anyway, Burayda radiallahu anhu explained how Allah ta'ala gave victory on that expedition afterwards. Also interesting in the report of Muslim is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to Ali radiallahu anhu, giving him guidance on how to go and how to strive. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, that, oh Ali, if one person gets hidayat through you, if one person comes into Islam through you, it is better than humrun na'ami, the most valuable category and pedigree of camels, meaning something that the Arabs loved immensely. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching his Sahabi the importance of one individual's hidayat. When the Sahabi radiallahu anhu is going on expedition, that's something very important for us to learn. What an achievement it is, how valuable it is for us if we bring people to Islam and invite people to Allah and connect people to Masjid. Anyway, Burayda radiallahu anhu even speaks on how he participated in the expedition of Tabuk. Tabuk it was, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him on that expedition, and he was also with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. On the occasion of Fath Makkah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the banners, he gave one banner. One of the main banners was handed over to Burayda bin Husayb radiallahu anhu. And how fortunate was he to enter Makkah Mukarramah with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was leaving and departing from this transitory world, and Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu was appointed as Amir to undertake the journey to go to Sham and take Islam and strive in Allah's way into Roman territory, to take Islam to humanity, to those regions. And that occasion also, the banner was tied for Burayda bin Husayb radiallahu anhu. Then Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was appointed as the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Burayda radiallahu anhu had this banner, and he was instructed not to put down the banner, not to untie this banner. He took the banner straight to Usama radiallahu anhu's home, and they departed together, and they went in the path of Allah ta'ala, and he kept the banner raised high until he returned, and he propped the banner by the home of his Amir Usama radiallahu anhu, and it remained standing until Usama radiallahu anhu passed away. So Burayda radiallahu anhu kept the banner strong, high and firm. Allah give us all tawfiq to keep the banner of Islam raised high with respect and honor, like Sahaba radiallahu anhum kept the banner of deen very, very high. Amongst the people that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utilized and sent Burayda radiallahu anhu to teach deen and invite to Allah and encourage to strive in the path of Allah was the Aslam tribe
and the Ghifar tribe. If there were any tasks to be carried out for deen or to strive for Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would send Burayda radiallahu anhu to encourage these tribes. And even the zakat of these people, Burayda radiallahu anhu would be sent to collect the zakat from them, and he would then bring it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in turn Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum. Amongst the other very, very important incidents in the life of Burayda radiallahu anhu was the prophecy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, was that kun fi ba'athil mashriq, O Burayda radiallahu anhu, amongst the sahaba who strive in Allah's path to take deen in the eastern lands, al-mashriq, be with them, go there. Thumma bi ba'athil khurasan, then you go to Khurasan. And then you live in the region Maru, and teach Allah's deen there. And that's what Burayda radiallahu anhu did. And he went to these regions as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guided him and informed him. Amazing. Imagine Sahaba radiallahu anhu did exactly as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them. Like we studied previously, Suraqa bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, In a few years time, O Suraqa, the crown jewels of the rule of the Persian Empire would be clawed on you. Imagine, here Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Burayda radiallahu anhu, cover these regions, take Islam there. Then on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Burayda radiallahu anhu and Hakam al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu. Hakam al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu is the brother of that young sahabi who we discussed in the previous week, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam educated that young child very lovingly, Rafi' bin Amr al-Ghifari. This is Hakam bin Amr al-Ghifari, the brother of that child who we learnt about previously in the last week's discussion. In the initial discussion I mentioned Amr radiallahu anhu. This is Hakam radiallahu anhu. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Burayda radiallahu anhu and Hakam radiallahu anhu. Antuma aynani li ahl al-mashriq. Y'all are appointed to take deen and take Islam to the eastern lands of the world. Wa bikuma yuhsharu ahl al-mashriq. And the entire eastern region of this earth will be resurrected through y'all. Meaning through them, through y'all, they will come to deen, and on the day of Qiyamah as well, y'all will guide them to Mahshar, like in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And interestingly, this hadith is narrated by Burayda radiallahu anhu. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيُّمَا رَجُلٍ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِي مَاتَ بِبَلْدَةٍ فَهُوَ قَائِدُهُمْ وَنُورُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. This is a hadith in Ibn Majah, where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Burayda and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he says to the Ummah that wherever my Sahaba pass away, they will be the guides on the day of judgment as well, and they will be the nur of humanity on the day of judgment, like they were humanity's shining stars in this world as well. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And exactly as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and thought, that's how Burayda radiallahu anhu did. He took Islam into these regions, and he strove in Allah's way, he strove in Allah's path, until he gave everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Himself and Hakam radiallahu anhuma, together they strove and they sacrificed and they taught the deen of Allah ta'ala. And they explained to humanity who is Allah ta'ala's deen, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Burayda radiallahu anhu on his journeys, a man from the Bakr bin Wa'il tribe says that I was with Burayda radiallahu anhu in Sijistan. And he discusses how Burayda radiallahu anhu would defend the aqidah of the ummah, the belief of the ummah about the sahaba radiallahu anhum. He says there was one individual who was speaking disrespectfully about Ali radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu, Talha radiallahu anhu, and other sahaba radiallahu anhum. Burayda radiallahu anhu raised his hands and made dua for the sahaba radiallahu anhum. In front of this individual, Allahumma ghfir li Uthmana, waghfir li Ali ibn Abi Talib, waghfir li Talha ibn Ubaidillah, waghfir li Zubair ibn al-Awwam radiallahu anhum. And then he turned to this individual, showing him that these are the sahaba, we have to love them, we have to make dua for them. It is through them that deen reached us. How can we be disrespectful to them? So Burayda radiallahu anhu, all his life he strove, and wherever the ummah needed guidance, he would guide the ummah, and he would educate them and correct the ummah, you know, in a wise manner, showing them that Sahaba radiallahu anhum have to be respected. This is the teachings of all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Burayda radiallahu anhu as well. And so many hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he narrates approximately more than 164 ahadith. The ahadith of Burayda bin Husayb radiallahu anhu. And even when he left this world, he left this world in the year 62 Hijri. And he is the last Sahabi to pass away in Khurasan. The last Sahabi to pass away in Khurasan is Burayda radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Like, I was just thinking about what a ni'mah it was today when a student the entire day read the full khatam of the Quran to his teacher by heart. Allah give us all tawfiq to love the Quran like that. And to aspire to increase and enhance our learning of the Quran. The student who completed the Quran like that today in the Darul Uloom was from Sierra Leone. And then I was just thinking of this man who took Islam into this region. The great Sahabi Amr bin As radiallahu anhu took Islam into Egypt. From there, his relative Abdullah bin Sa'ad bin Abi Sarh radiallahu anhu into North Africa. And further, Uqba bin Nafi' radiallahu anhu into Africa and then into Tunisia, and from there Musa bin Nusayr rahimahullah and Tariq bin Ziyad into Spain, and from there into Morocco. And 450 Hijri, there was a great man, Abu Bakr bin Umar al-Lamtuni rahimahullah, who established deen and strengthened the deen in Morocco. And from there, he appointed his cousin Yusuf ibn Tashafin rahimahullah to run this region. And he says, rather I go to people who need me more. He left his leadership position and he went into West Africa, amongst those countries being Sierra Leone. And he spent 15 years inviting to Allah, striving in the way of Allah Ta'ala. Imagine, as this child was reciting the Quran, I just thought of that man's sacrifice, Ya Allah. And how important is the effort of worrying about Iman, striving for Allah's deen. And when we worry about Iman, our Iman will be protected. If we neglect our Iman, we would forget. And how these children came, how the Jamaat strove in those regions because of recent times. Remember meeting Maulana Qahtani Sahib recently going into this region at the airport, and he was on his way to Sierra Leone because there's need for madaris there, maktabs there, to teach Quran there. But remember the sacrifice of Abu Bakr bin Umar al-Lamtuni rahimahullah, and how when we stop the effort, weakness will come in, and how when we continue the effort, Allah will strengthen our Iman and give us His special help. So this was this child who read the entire Quran today. Allah give us all tawfiq.
Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Burayda radiallahu anhu, O Burayda, innahu la yakillu basaruk, wa la yadhhabu sam'uk, anta nurun li ahli al-mashriq. Allah make it that your eye never weakens, and your hearing never weakens. You are nur for the people of the East. Subhanallah. And he taught Allah's deen there, and he was the last sahabi to pass away there. And he gave a wasiyah that do not bury me in a very famous area, meaning Jadda, the main road where everyone can know who I am and so forth. Do not bury me there. And when he passed away, that was the will, but those around him, they made sure that they buried him on Jadda, the main road, the main place. And the Sahabi gave the will contrary to that. So Allah made that area collapse, that place where they wanted to bury him, so they couldn't bury him there. They buried him elsewhere where he did, you know, bequest and request. So he was buried in Khurasan in an area called Maru, the two great Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied. Buraydah ibn Husayb al-Aslami radiallahu anhu and al-Hakam al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Like Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu was the last Sahabi to pass away in Basra. And Abdullah bin Abi Ufa radiallahu anhu was the last Sahabi to pass away in Kufa. And Sahal bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu in Medina, and Abu Tufail wa Amir bin Watila radiallahu anhu in Makkah Mukarrama, and where Sahaba radiallahu anhum strove and took the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq also. And one more lesson, as Burayda radiallahu anhu embraced Islam, he sat by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam learning Quran. Let us all learn the Quran al-Kareem. It is among the signs of the strength of Iman when a person has the zeal and the love and the enthusiasm to learn the Quran. That drive to learn Kalamullah is a drive that comes through Iman. Every one of us must enhance our tilawat of the Quran and increase the amount of recital of the Quran Kareem. Let us remember this great Sahabi, Burayda radiallahu anhu, who took nur to the people of the world and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And let's read three quls for them. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.